T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With the massive amount of moves that have been made in free agency in the NBA, it's captured my attention, seems to have captured the attention of most of the fans. Wanted to get a perspective from a town that should be very interested because they've been to 3 straight NBA finals. Came away with 1 title, but came up short in 2 out of 3. I want to talk some Cavs basketball with our next guest. He's the host of the Nick Wilson Experiment, weeknight 7 to midnight on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Nick Wilson joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing well, Jody. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk some Cavs basketball. And I mean, I don't know. There's a lot to gripe about right now. And, you know, as a radio man, that's a fun time.
Right. That's never a bad thing. Before we get into Cavs, though, I got to ask you this one. The Nick Wilson Experiment. Did you name the show, or did your boss, Andy Roth, name the show? Because depending on the answer to that question, it could either be a good thing or it could be a bad thing.
Well, this is my playful poke at Andy Roth, because it took so long for him to give me a chance to host that by the time he did, he was like, the old moniker was, it's an experiment, because who the heck knows if you're going to have me on one more time. And after the first time I hosted, he's like, you know what, you're kind of good at this. You might want to keep up with this. I was like, thank you. So I did it as a way to constantly prod my boss and Andy Roth. And then when I got the job full time, they're like, oh, you should keep it. And I'm like, I have no problem constantly reminding my boss that I was right.
Good for you, Nick. And yes, anybody who pimps Andy Roth is good by me. all right, let's get into the Cavs. Came up short in the final. The Warriors were just unbelievable. It's not that the Cavs didn't play well. I could nitpick certain things that guys had bad games and questionable decisions by the coach. Bottom line is the Warriors adding Durant were just a better team. And the Cavs, even though they had been phenomenal advancing through the Eastern Conference, were a little overmatched in the final. During this offseason, Kevin Durant stays in Golden State. They've even actually added a couple players, but they, for the most part, kept the band together. The Cavs were able to extend Kyle Korver, who was a in-season addition, but they added some, but not quite enough. And the Cavs haven't been able to do anything else since. What's the pulse of the fans? Are they okay with having gone to 3 straight championships and winning one and saying, well, we'll give this group another shot again, we'll just try harder next year? Or is there some unrest because not only do they not necessarily have a GM in place, but the bottom line is they haven't made any significant moves so far to answer the finals beating?
Yeah, I think there's some people who are pretty restless. I've heard people call for Kevin Love to be traded and Tristan Thompson to be traded. Even a few dopes have suggested trading Kyrie Irving. But I think a lot of people are more looking for the answer move to Kevin Durant, which is ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, you know, the answer move to Kevin Durant is, I don't know, Russell Westbrook, Jimmy Butler, Paul George. The Cavs did have a deal on the table for George, which the Pacers seem to have backed out on the last moment. So I think people want that another superstar, another dominant player for Cleveland. And, you know, the only guy really left out there that fits would be Carmelo Anthony. So let me put it this way. If tomorrow you could tell the people of Cleveland you're adding Carmelo Anthony and you're not subtracting one of the big three, I think it's a pretty unanimous thing that people would say, let's do it. Now there's the logistics of making that happen. So I do think there are a lot of people who look at what the Warriors have been able to do versus what the Cavs have been able to do, and there's some real frustration. But, you know, this is what happens when you build a team for 3 years and then guys get a little bit older. I mean, listen, you gave up assets for 32-year-old Channing Frye 2 years ago. He's 34 now. You know, Richard Jefferson was a really great free agent signing 3 years ago. Was 37 now. Kyle Korver, 36. So you know, unfortunately, because of the way the salary cap is set up, it's just that the Warriors played it perfectly, and the Cavaliers have been playing behind the eight ball since LeBron, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving came together, and it's just, to a lot of people in Cleveland, you know, they fantasize about these big moves, but those take a lot of luck in a situation where the Cavaliers are. And unfortunately, the Cavs have not had a lot of luck this offseason.
Not only have they not had luck, they don't have a trigger man. They decided to part ways with their general manager. And yes, my opinion is that it was mishandled in six or seven different ways. And the owner of this team should be called on the carpet for it. LeBron on social media let it be known. Now, some people think LeBron's just lying through his teeth. I don't. That nothing happens in that organization that LeBron doesn't have full knowledge of and or final approval over. I don't think that's the case. And let me start there by making it a question. Do you believe that LeBron James was as surprised as he seemed to be through his social media comments at David Griffin not coming back as the Cavs GM?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think most people who paid attention to the situation felt like Dan Gilbert and David Griffin were coming to some sort of a parting. But when it happened, which would have been, I believe, four nights before the draft, David Griffin was still under contract for another 11 days and was dutifully doing his job. You know, this is a guy who was saying, still making trade calls, still going out there trying to find a second-round pick to add some youth to this team. He was still, although he was not happy with where the talks were headed, he was still doing his job. So I think it's the timing of the move. I do think LeBron knew, and I think Dan Gilbert, not that it was a direct communication, because I don't think those guys communicate directly, but in a roundabout way, I'm sure that Dan let it know. And I'm also pretty sure LeBron could just read the tea leaves like I think anybody else could. But I do know for a fact he didn't like it. And I, you know, it's one of those things where, to LeBron, I don't know how much a difference David Griffin actually made. Or, you know, even Ty Lue, who he has the full backing of LeBron, and LeBron has been really supportive of since taking over, and which is still mystifying to me, but I think it's more about stability. It's more about, all right, David Griffin helped get you to three straight finals, and it was working. You know, people talk about the moves Griffin has made, some of the different things he's been able to do, the ability to tap into the energy of the team. All of those are fantastic. He is a fantastic executive. It's not that what made him most special. What made him most special was being able to mediate the relationship between Dan Gilbert and LeBron James.
Yep.
And so I think now having that in place, and it was working, I think the one thing that would surprise LeBron James is that Dan Gilbert, who kowtowed all his way to Miami to go ahead and get LeBron James back, would do something as stupid as disturb that balance that had set in for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That being said, without that buffer in place, the speculation's already begun. I didn't start it. I'm taking it to a new level today by calling it WWLL. Where will LeBron land? Yeah, I think there's a real good chance that this is LeBron James' last season in Cleveland. Now, many, many, many things can happen over the next 350 days, which will change and reform and reshape that equation. But today, as it sits, I do think it's a pretty good possibility that LeBron's going to be elsewhere. If I'm right, we got a bunch of hypotheticals in here because, as I say, it's a fluid situation. If he were to leave, last time it was all about LeBron. It was all LeBron's fault. How could LeBron do that? LeBron James, jerseys, burnt in effigy all over Cleveland. If he does it again, how much of the blame is going to share with Dan Gilbert?
I think it's going to be all on Dan Gilbert. And not just that. So people right now in Cleveland are trying to justify this, saying LeBron James isn't going to leave over a GM, which is reductive. It's way too simplistic. We know LeBron's not going to leave because of a GM. But is he going to look at it? Is he going to look at what Dan Gilbert's doing and saying, this clown is destabilizing the entire organization? And is it going to put the idea in LeBron's head that maybe if they had stability, could they have pulled off that deal for Paul George? You know, could they have found that missing piece? I think right now everybody's thinking that. So, though I don't think right now, if the Cavaliers were to finish off this offseason, get a few upgrades, find a way to fix their perimeter defense, and go into next year with the right frame of mind, and at least push the Warriors. And we're talking about another seven-game series, six-game series. I don't know it's going to be easy for LeBron to leave, and some of that has to do with the fluidity of the situation, the other situations out there where he might want to go. But I do think that if you look at this team, they roll it back the way it is, and they still are missing that one main piece, I think LeBron's going to look at this and say, well, this was a crucial offseason, and Dan Gilbert went full-on goon squad on it. All right, I don't know that I can do this. And I think people are going to look at it that way. If LeBron leaves, people are going to look back to David Griffin going and saying, that was more pivotal than we realized. And again, where does that blame go? Right to Dan Gilbert. And I'm relieved, because Dan Gilbert deserves the blame. He's made some Looney Tunes decisions, and if you take out his time in without LeBron in Cleveland, the only time we really have to grade him on is the 4 or 5 year stretch in between LeBron reigns. And he made some Looney Tune decisions then. At yeah. some point, you just have to go ahead and say that Dan Gilbert is not a great owner. Is he terrible? No, he spends money. You know, he's built getting the Q redone. But no, I think there's going to be an incredible amount of blame on Dan Gilbert, and it wouldn't be shocking to me to see Dan Gilbert try and get out before LeBron leaves.
From your sources, as best you know, how much was LeBron consulted? Was he pro or con Chauncey Billups coming in and taking over as president of the organization, which seemed to have gone by the boards?
Well, kind of back to what you said earlier. Yeah, there was definitely, hey, LeBron, you like Chauncey too, right? There's definitely through back channels. There's no way. That move specifically, where we all assume that all ex-NBA players are created equal and that all player relationships are created equal. With LeBron, it's one or two ways. You know, there's either a great respect there or there isn't. And so I think LeBron would have been all on board with Chauncey Billups because he is a guy that LeBron has battled against. Man, he has praised Chauncey a few times. You've actually seen now Chauncey at ESPN. LeBron kind of go out there and play around with him a few times and kind of tease him. So I do think that it would have been an acceptable follow-through for the Cavaliers, and I think it would have been okay with LeBron had Chauncey been the guy, had Dan Gilbert been able to pull that off.
Right, but now that has come and gone, and the reports are that Dan Gilbert tried to get him on the cheap, and Gilbert's history is of not being able to handle general managers and not willing to give them the powers that they need to run the organization and deal with LeBron, that does not bode well for the future. That's why I'm asking, WWLL, where will LeBron land? Is it going to be back in Cleveland for continued pursuit of that Ohio championship? And if not, where else do you think is most likely?
Well, I could have seen Miami, go back to Miami, because they've been a team that has done some things over the last few years that have been interesting. Well, then they went out and re-signed Deion Waiters, and last offseason they re-signed Tyler Johnson. So that's probably – they would have to clear a lot of cap. And Pat Riley has – not really cared about assets, you know, for like future assets in terms of draft picks. And I don't know that relationship is better. I can understand the want of Los Angeles. I don't believe he ever wants to play with the Clippers for a variety of reasons, some tying to the reputation of that organization, even though a certain former owner isn't there. And for all the luster about the Lakers, and man, wouldn't it be great if LeBron could be on the Lakers? By the way, I was quoting Adam Silver there, speculatively. I don't really see it with the Lakers. And they are in a similar situation to where the Cavs were when the Cavs came back, or when LeBron came back. They do have a plethora of young talent. They have a lot of interesting pieces, but they were a little bit farther into the rebuild, meaning that you could point to Kyrie Irving and say, you know, if you put another superstar with him, this could be a really special team. And then, lo and behold, the Cavs prepared too. I don't know that Lonzo Ball, that anybody's going to step up and say day one he's going to be a star. Let's see, some of the other guys. Brandon Ingram is coming off a rookie year that looked pretty subpar, but he's a phenomenal athlete. Julius Randle's probably the most enticing piece there. So unless it was a situation where they were able to get out from Luol Deng's contract as well and could afford two superstars, so LeBron and maybe a Paul George alongside Alonzo Ball, but I think you said the perfect way. It's so fluid right now. It's tough for me to see a situation where LeBron can look back at the East and say, I'm the king of this. I have it made in the shade that I may be guaranteed another two straight finals before any team is ready to step up. So why would I go West? And I do think, I mean, we can talk about the Knicks. That's never going to happen. The Celtics don't really have the cap
space. The Celtics are the only other team that can make a run at the Caps.
Exactly. And I would gather that that's kind of a tricky situation, too. So, I mean, between all of that, I will also say that the Cavaliers, even though they're getting older, continue to give him a chance to get to the finals unless the relationship between Gilbert and LeBron implodes, which at this point nobody can discount. I would still say it's more likely, even if it's just slightly, that he'll be back unless really one of these teams comes out and finds a way to build something truly special and entice him away from Cleveland.
He may not be Bill Nye the Science Guy, but the Nick Wilson Experiment is a must listen in Cleveland weeknights between 7 and midnight on 92.3 The Fan. Nick, appreciate you coming on board. Send Mr. Roth my regards. Thanks for the Cavs insight.
Anytime, Jody. Appreciate it, buddy.
Nick Wilson here with us on CBS Sports Radio from our affiliate in Cleveland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.